A long tradition of Bohemian glassmaking almost came to an end on Monday when Bohemia Crystallex Trading, the Czech Republic's largest producer of glass, was left little choice but to consider closing down all four of its plants due to severe financial difficulties. But late Monday evening, the company struck a deal with its creditors, buying time to seek investors who could save the glassworks from going under. The deal has come at a price, though. Two of its facilities will still close down, Jan Richter reports.
The global credit crunch, the strong Czech crown, and rising energy costs are blamed for the problems faced by Bohemia Crystal Trading, a company producing 90% of Czech glass. The company now owes nearly 3 billion crowns, or more than $170 million, and filed an insolvency request on Monday, bracing for the worst. The company is owned by private investors and the state, which has 49% of the shares, but Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek made it clear that bailout was not an option here.
Jakákoliv intervence veřejnými prostředky.
Any intervention with public money and any saturating or taking over the debts by the state is out of the question.
This angered the head of the Glass and Porcelain Workers' Labor Union, Vladimir Kubinets, who says the state will eventually have to assume responsibility for the employees if the plants close down.
If someone claims that in case the state intervenes, we would be returning to socialism, then let me ask, what is going on in the United States? Is that a beginning of socialism too? The government doesn't seem to care now, but it will care all right. Unlike the other owners, the state will have to take care of the sacked employees.
On Tuesday, the management announced that part of the company had been saved, at least for some time. The company struck a deal with its creditors and applied for moratorium under the Insolvency Act. Petr Smutný from PricewaterhouseCoopers is a consultant for Bohemia Crystallex Trading.
Both shareholders and the management of Bohemia Crystallex Trading agreed on moratorium, which is similar to Chapter 11 process, for BCT, the holding company and trading company, for Crystallex Nový Bor, and for Cavalier Sázava. This means that these two businesses, or three businesses, are going to continue operation. Remaining part of the group, which is glassworks in Poděbrady and Světlá, are going to go through separate process when bankruptcy trustee is going to be appointed and is going to take over the control over these two businesses.
In practical terms, this means that out of the four plants, two, Sklo Bohemia in Světlá nad Sázavou and Sklárny Bohemia in Poděbrady, will be closed down, with more than 1,700 layoffs. Petr Smutný says this was inevitable, so that the other two factories have at least some chance of survival.
Last week, we were approached by number of investors, and I mean number is more than 10 investors, who expressed an interest to understand current situation and whether some businesses are going to be available on sale as operating units. And they expressed the interest in Cavalier and Crystallex, which confirms also that the selection of the viable business was correct.
Bohemia Crystallex Trading, which ranks among the top 10 of the world's glass producers and annually exports some 30 billion crowns, or $1.7 billion worth of glass, will now have 90 days to find an investor and save the company from going under for good.
Jan Richter with that story. Now, next month, the Czech Republic will...